Proclamation number 7235 of 21st of December, 1958. Salvation from sin and death. Anyone who has found the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ, who has taken refuge under his cross in order to hand over his burden to him, can also be certain that he will be accepted by him, that his hands will grasp him and pull him up to himself, that he will take away his burden of sin and thus redeem him from sin and death, which is the consequence of sin. Then he has, as it were, solved his task in life. He has made the final decision of will which sets him free from his material governor. For as soon as his earthly life as a human being is over, he can enter the kingdom as a free spiritual being, which is his true home. He is rid of every material governor, and every spiritual bondage has also been burst through his will to belong to Jesus Christ and to flee from his adversary. He is redeemed from sin and death. He is free from guilt and will now live for eternity. To have taken the way to Jesus Christ is tantamount to having risen to life, for before he was in a fettered state of powerlessness and darkness of spirit, in a state of death. And now he is alive, he can be active in freedom, for he has the strength to do so and is of bright spirit, so that he now also utilizes his life properly, no matter whether on earth or in the kingdom on the other side. He will be active in the will of God, the Father and Creator of eternity, who embedded himself in Jesus Christ and brings freedom to the human being who is only willing to accept it. Therefore, the recognition of Jesus Christ also means at the same time the recognition of God, which was once denied to him. This is why this sin of rejecting God can now be redeemed through the acknowledgement of Jesus Christ after Jesus shed his blood on the cross as a sacrifice of atonement, and thus righteousness was satisfied, which man alone was never able to do. God himself took humanity's guilt upon himself and, as the human being Jesus, made atonement for the sin of the former turning away from himself. He died an agonizing death as the human being Jesus on the cross, but now also demands the recognition of himself as God and Father from eternity. Anyone who looks at the work of redemption in this way must also recognize God's greater than great love, who placed himself in the shell of a human being in order to suffer and die for his creatures, who took the sin of the whole of humanity upon his shoulders and thus walked the path to the cross. And people need only acknowledge his act of salvation and appeal to him as divine Redeemer for forgiveness of guilt, and they will be free, they will be redeemed from sin and death in truth and be able to enter the spiritual kingdom again as free beings when the hour of departure from this earth has come. It has certainly been made easy for the human being to become free from the bondage of his guilt of sin, for he is only required to consciously acknowledge Jesus Christ. It is only required that he consciously turns to him and asks for forgiveness, that he thus takes the path to the cross with his burden of sin, where he will now be released from it according to Jesus' promise, "He who believes in me shall live forever." Because life is only possible in freedom and righteousness, which means the redemption of the great guilt of sin. And since Jesus Christ has promised people eternal life, he must be acknowledged in order to be able to partake of his promise. But without Jesus Christ no human being can become blessed, for he remains afflicted with his original sin, which prevents him from entering the kingdom of light. Amen.